Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll begin with a look at what's missing in persecution around the world, so stick around. And then later, we'll learn about Christmas challenges for deaf family members. All this and more in the next 4.5 minutes. First, tomorrow is Christmas Day, and while believers celebrate, it's also the perfect time to target Christians. Floyd Brobel with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says persecutors normally get noisy during Easter and Christmas holidays, issuing threats and launching attacks. But this Christmas has been surprisingly quiet.
I'm not sure why that is. It doesn't change what's happening on the ground.
Even if they're hidden from the headlines, believers in hostile nations pay a high price for following Jesus. Iran arrests dozens of Christians each year in the weeks leading up to Christmas. And last week, Boko Haram released a 3-minute video promising more attacks on believers as Christmas Day approaches. For persecuted Christians, the Advent season is both a blessing and a curse.
During Christmas time comes, of course, celebration. But with that comes also this ominous threat of possible attack, violence against families who are Christian within their communities.
You can send a Christmas blessing to persecuted Christians through VOM Canada. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And most of all, don't forget to pray.
Pray not only that our brothers and sisters would sense the Lord's presence and sense His peace, but that they would actually see peace. Maybe instead of violence, things turning towards reconciliation.
Ask God to change the hearts of those who don't know Him.
Christmas is a great time to remember that, hey, there are those that walk in darkness, maybe neighbors or people we know that don't understand the reason why we celebrate Christmas.
Next, around 1/3 of the global population has been unreached with the gospel. The greatest gift that you can give someone this Christmas is the joy of knowing Jesus. On December 13th, the Blessed Foundation held their online fundraiser called Light the World. Tom Watkins with Transworld Radio says,
their real heart and passion is to get the word out, to get as many people as possible understanding the plight of unreached, unengaged people groups around the world.
Light the World had various musical performances and a live missional interview with Tim Tebow. DWR was one of the 5 beneficiary organizations featured for the fundraiser. Every donation to TWR through Light the World was matched up to $10,000. As a digital and broadcast platform, TWR develops programs in multiple languages to share the gospel with unreached, unengaged people groups. Watkins says this year, outreach is especially important.
Inherently, we're all becoming more inward focused. And not that we really want to be, but I think people are drawing in. Our circle of people that we're involved with is less. And so I think there's a danger there, particularly maybe this Christmas of all Christmases, that we could tend to be a little too inward focused. And I think the tendency could be to lose our focus on the nations.
And while Christmas is a great time of celebration, for some people, this time of year presents challenges, particularly during a pandemic. This is especially true for those in the deaf community. Rob Myers of Door International explains that many deaf people struggle to communicate with their families to begin with.
90% of deaf people are born to parents who are hearing, which typically means that they don't know any sign language. And of those parents, even just here in the United States, about 85% of those parents will never learn to sign with their deaf children. So that means that about 80% or so of deaf people, even just here in the U.S., have almost no language access when they're at home.
So when you add scenarios like crowded family dinners and video calls, it becomes very difficult for deaf people to follow and participate in conversations. Another challenge is the lack of availability in sign language.
What many people may not realize is out of the over 350 sign languages around the world, only about 10% of them have the Christmas story translated in their own language.
Door will have a video of the Christmas story in sign language and several basic signs related to Christmas on their website and Facebook page. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women, for women, and it uses the furnishings of the Old Testament tabernacle as object lessons, along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.